Blog Talk Radio.
And it's nice to hear applause today, huh? It's nice to hear something.
I'm shocked people came out.
Positive today, right?
Yeah.
Welcome, people. Welcome to
the Bridal Body Shop
Radio. Wednesdays at 1, and we are happy you are here. We have a new president, and Elite, yeah. Elite and I, obviously this being radio, yeah, boo for Elite, are wearing black today. And that's
mourning.
We're mourning, and... you know, I didn't want to make this about anything political, but some things need to be said. It's a very different world, and I'm happy to say that I haven't run into anybody today that felt good about having someone who run a race on racism, sexism, and just everything that you could possibly think of that was not about the policies and pretty damn well unintelligent, won. And if that's supposed to be the American dream that somebody like that could go on to be president, you know what?
What kind of country are we living in?
Wake me up. That's not what I want, and there should be certain standards set in place. And, of course, you know, most of the people in New York, which is where we are live from, are walking around in shock today. So I think this is really a kind of a nice, a cool little mixed bag program, because the show today was pretty much on recovery, which was the marathon was on Sunday, and this is a show about the post care, at the aftercare of the marathon, which is the recovery phase and so on. But I think, you know, a little bit we're recovering now too. This is our, I think.
Yeah, this is a huge recovery.
The recovery phase for this, I think, is going to be about at least a week, because today I think everybody I met was numb.
You know, it's going to be recovery until January when he's sworn in.
Mm-hmm.
And it's really going to hit us in the face all over again.
And, you know, and I'm looking at I have to say, I'm pleasantly surprised that some of the people that I saw on Facebook that were pro-Trump were actually being decent about it. They weren't like laughing and rubbing the thing. They're saying that they really want the best for the country. But this is what I was saying all day yesterday to people that I was talking to. This is like Brexit. A lot of people voted for something and they didn't really know what they were getting. Then it's going to be like, wait.
Yeah.
That's what I voted for? And God forbid that happen, but I'm just hoping the best thing that you could do at this point is hope for the best. Everybody's thinking about running to Canada, stay here. Stay here because this is historically...
This is the United States of America. United we stand.
Right.
And we're going to stand up for each other.
And this is what we have done and what we will continue to do. Mm-hmm. There'll be times that I'll like a president or the administration that's in there, and somebody else won't. Okay,
right.
You go protest. I've never stopped by somebody from doing that. Do it. That's
right.
Your right.
Everybody has an opinion. Everybody's
right.
It's a freedom of speech. So,
and that's where
we just have to see what goes on. You know,
stay put, take to the streets, do it peacefully, and this is how we've moved through history, and this is what we're going to have to do now. It's just a matter of nobody expected this, so. You know, you're kind of left with your jaw hanging and not because this is not what anybody planned for. And I'm sure her camp, the fact that she couldn't even come out, and which I thought was a very big mistake, as I told you, those people sat there, were not budging.
Again, she's embarrassed.
Crying. You know what?
Losing to someone like him.
And I
to come out and face, but well, she does need to say thank you,
you know,
for
what?
Supporting me.
See,
at least. But I know she did it today.
Again, as much as I could have empathized, and I know that I probably would have been humiliated, disappointed, exhausted.
Mm-hmm. Definitely. both of them.
But you know what? They're your people, and they're sitting there crying, and it's your job to go out there and be the source of comfort. They need to see you. They need to hear your voice. They need to know it's going to be okay, even if you don't think it's going to be okay. Even if you go out there and you cry with them, that's okay too. Go out there and cry. What's wrong? You're human. You're disappointed. This is something that nobody expected to happen. But you go out there and you be with your people. And you know, this reminds me of, I don't have much, you know, although Americans are just totally, we're just amazed and we're just like so glued to royalty. We always like, we're so consumed with when anybody goes to England, just go to Buckingham Palace and wait to see the Queen go by.
I don't understand what people see about that.
But you know
to me, I have no interest. I don't care.
We have.
And people are so into that royal.
We just love royalty. I don't know
who's
why.
Who's we?
No. I don't, but America, this fixation with them. And again, they're figureheads. They're not paying taxes. I'm not saying they might not be good people, but, you know, I can't really say they've done too much for their country, and I have an assistant that would say the total opposite. They've done nothing but bring the country into the dumpers. But the one thing that I will say about the Queen Elizabeth, Queen Elizabeth's mother, during World War II, when, you know, she had her children, Queen Elizabeth and her brother, taken from the palace, and her husband as well. And she said, listen, you know, take them because the bombs are getting closer and I need them to be, you know, at a very safe distance, as any mother would, okay? And then they said, but, Queen, you must leave too. And she said, no, I stay with my people. And she stayed. And I think her husband stayed too and they got the kids out. That's what you do. And if they did anything, if there was anything that the monarchy did in protective reflex that was absolutely right on point. I don't know if it's ever happened since, but she stayed with her people.
Right.
And that's
what you
getting
do.
Getting back to what happened last night. Her place was with her people. These people, and you know, it killed me this morning as I'm watching people just sitting there doubled over, actually looking like they were in physical pain, crying, looking around in disbelief. That's what you needed to mend. That's what you needed to mend.
Yeah.
And you know what? The hardest thing would have been walking out there. But, you know, when you're in that position, all of her experience has made her thick-skinned. And this is not the first thing she'd lose, and it's probably not going to be the last.
I think she's over. You know, she's done.
I think she'll run. Oh, no. I think she'll run.
She thinks she'll run again?
I think she'll run. I think she – you know, yeah, I think she will. I think she will. But my point being, she should have developed a thick enough skin to know that this was going to go in either direction. It's a 50-50. You know what? You never have it in the bag. And I think she, as confident as she probably felt, she knew she didn't have it in the bag.
No.
You go out there, and then you collapse in your husband's arm and you cry with your family. But you go out there and be a source of inspiration and a beacon of hope. And that's all she could have done at the moment. She lost.
Yeah.
Just, okay, now plan B. You're a beacon of hope. And just say it's okay. And just say we have to work with this administration. And I'm going to work. And I have to say, he came out and he was more gracious than I thought. And the crowd was not obnoxious. So I will give that to them. He mentioned her name and that she did a wonderful job. And everybody applauded. There was not one... Lock her up. Everybody was just, you know.
Yeah.
And again, people followed the tone of the leader. He was actually soft-spoken, seemed a little bit more genuine, and he said, and the country owes her thanks. And everybody whooped. So, and like I said to you before, had he lost and not come out, oh, I would have been saying, blah, 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 poor sport, blah, 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 blah.
Yeah.
So I'm
well,
not.
He would
have
called the race, fixed.
Oh yeah, but I expected more from her. She should have been out there. Not today. Last night.
No, I agree.
The president should have spoken today.
Yeah.
That's the way it should. But no, that's. I think he had to wait for her. So the fact if she spoke last night, he probably would have spoken today. But it's her stage. So she goes first, and then he's got to go second. And, you know, basically
let's say.
Calming the fears of
people, there's a lot of fear in the world now.
Yeah. And, you know, and I understand everybody thought they're voting for change. The change that you're voting for, and I understand, you want to get away
from
a government.
People are tired of these corrupt politicians.
And I get that.
And she was one of them. She really was one of them.
I don't know anyone that isn't a level of corrupt.
Of course.
I don't know.
Definitely.
But,
they all are.
But her, the areas that I had problems with were not her running the country into the ground or hurting anybody's civil rights. That never was something that I was.
She's had experience. But people didn't want it. They wanted
see,
it. They want a change.
The change that you're going to get is that this is like the monkey's paw, the story of the monkey's paw. Okay, now you bought it. The change that you're going to get comes with other features that will affect you. And I would love to be in this case. I would love to say I am wrong. I would love that. I don't have to say, well, you know, I don't like him, but I would love to say I'm wrong. And, you know, hey, you know, that's pretty cool. I'm glad he did that. I don't see that happening. So basically, you're worried about, you know, having a government that you feel you have a part of, that, you know, a government you could see your reflection in, a government that you have power in. But meanwhile, it will, mark my words, take away a civil right from someone you know. It will be your daughter who might need an abortion, and an abortion that you might say, you know, you're not going to have this kid. I want her to, okay? It's a son that you might have to send off to war. It's a daughter you might have to send off to war.
Mm-hmm.
It's a gay
special
friend.
Needs child that needs help from the city.
Yeah.
It's a gay,
it's
friend,
a gay friend,
like
friend
you
who
said,
suddenly
gets bashed.
Gay bashing is on the rise.
Yeah.
So
it's going to be, you know, let's hope for the best.
I'm hoping for the best.
We're
I
just
going to
hope for the best, and let's just not think negatively now.
No.
That's
I mean, look.
You know, because the world has enough negativity in it. So if we're constantly bringing it up, it's just like making it happen.
Well, you know.
So let's not make it happen.
The truth is, I think that people need a sort of, you know, this is not something that's going to be easy to digest, because as the day goes on and as the week goes on, there'll be other things you realize, oh, shit, that's right, now he's going to do this. But what we have to do.
Yeah, he really didn't say what he was going to do besides build a wall.
You know, the one thing that I
make
have to
jobs.
Say, yes.
Take, you know, make lower taxes, which I don't see that because he's too much of a.
I don't think he could.
There's no way. Every politician said they're going to lower taxes.
Well,
there's not one that did.
You see, the thing that I love about campaign promises is a lot of the times they don't come true. So I'm hoping that most of his campaign promises.
They won't. He didn't even come. He didn't. The wall?
Was flagrantly psychotic.
The wall. That's all I heard.
That they won't. And this is just.
Create jobs. You know what? Within the last 4 years, Obama actually. The economy went up 75%.
Absolutely.
It's and getting
give that,
there.
And give that man some credit when he's
in
the office.
Exactly.
You know,
he deserves it. There's a lot of people that don't like him. I wasn't crazy about him because he's very slow to go.
Yeah, but that's
how the Democrats work.
But and you know what?
You know?
That's his nature.
Right.
It wasn't. You know, that's who you got. You know, that's who you got in there. But
and
he did it.
Trustworthy too.
Oh, absolutely. You know what? I said you're not going to find anybody. There was nothing on that man.
No.
Nothing on
not.
That
you
man.
Know, and you know, it's funny. I brought this up the other day. Donald Trump was the one that accused him for being not an American citizen.
Of course.
And he wanted him to produce his birth certificate. This was just when Obama came into the office.
I know.
He started a stir back there.
And you know something? I'm going to watch because if nothing else, I mean, you might not like certain things that Obama has done. He's a classy guy. And you know, he is not. He's going to welcome him, and he's going to make sure.
Well, he has no choice.
That transition is peaceful.
Yeah.
There's not going to be anything but
that. Well,
that's
yeah, exactly.
And that's the difference between, you know, and classy. You don't have.
But
to
again,
have
you know, as much as we know Donald Trump, we really don't know much of him.
Well,
I mean, I've seen him on The Apprentice, and I love that show. He was pompous, and he was
right,
a loud.
That's what
he was just like he
show.
Was. I've seen him on stage.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So let's just hope, being a president, he'll be a little more humble for the people, because it was just a TV show, you know, and it was just a front to beat Hillary. So I'm hoping it's just, you know, get some humble
and you
going
know
here.
The truth is, That is a job that, hey, look at Obama. Now, I guarantee you, a year from now, you're going to see him looking a lot better. You're going to see him. He's going to put on some weight.
Obama.
Yeah. He's
I don't know what's going to be up with Donald Trump within a couple of years.
You know what? He's probably not going to let anybody touch it.
Isn't that the point? The point is they get so gray, but he's like blonde.
It's going to probably look stupid, too.
Yeah. Yeah, but I'm sure he dyes it.
That's what I'm saying. But it's, you know, after a while, I don't know why Obama hasn't, but, you know, he looks handsome, but he looks worn. He looks worn. And let's be serious. It's a job that
an easy job.
I wouldn't want it. And you know what? It's going to have to humble him to an extent. To an extent. Once he realizes, okay, this is it. There's no on and off switch.
Mm-hmm.
You're on.
Mm-hmm.
It's you. Yeah, I wouldn't race to it. But the one thing that I will say is the guy was a Democrat. So it's not like a lot of people, a really, 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 really hard white right wing. He's not. He's got some Democratic values. So let's hope they surface in the right places, which
right.
usually is people's rights. And let's see what happens. Look, you know, we could cry for the rest of the night. We could just be sick all week.
And we can't change it.
All we could do is our part.
That's it.
Stay here,
yeah.
And if something, write your congressman.
And again,
and
he might surprise us.
Yeah.
He might surprise us, I mean. You know?
I hope so.
We don't know. Let him get into term first.
Yeah.
You know, it takes forever to get anything going in this, you know, in this institution of America.
Oh, yeah.
You know,
oh,
everybody's
yeah.
got to agree, and everybody's got to, the bill got to pass, this got to do, that got to do, this one's got to say. He can't make a decision. He's just the top dog that just produces it and then says, let's go down to the others, and it trickles down.
Well, you know, the truth is you don't really see any type of rippling, although I remember when Obama was in office 6 months, he's not doing anything. You don't really see any ripples.
You don't know.
So
right.
I can't say anything is going to happen immediately, so maybe it's enough.
It's not.
It's enough time for us to get adjusted and, you know.
Right.
Those people.
And you know what kills me? Everybody blamed Obama for the economy.
Of course.
It wasn't Obama.
No,
don't forget the Republican,
mm-hmm.
Bush, was the one that started the bad,
absolutely.
You know, economy.
Absolutely.
And he left in the prime of it.
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay? So Obama had to clean up the whole mess
and
within the last 8 years that he was in term.
And that
okay?
alone took 2 years.
Right. It took 4 years.
No, I'm saying
we had to do
years
it again.
To actually look, be able to look away from that.
The economy was not the best
term.
After he finished
no.
his first term.
No.
And once he started his second term, it's when it started getting really, you felt like things were building up. Things were opening up. Things were coming up, you know.
That's what's annoying me, is the fact that, you know, unemployment is down, the job rate is up, and Trump is walking into a better environment,
yes.
a better climate than he walked into.
And of course they're going to say, oh, look what Trump did.
Well, that's exactly right. And you
he's
know what?
He's not going to be doing anything for the next 4 years.
That's the nature of people.
Yeah,
that's the nature.
That's
you know
true.
What? And this is what I have
freedom
to say.
Freedom of speech.
Absolutely. Let him do nothing. Let him do nothing than half the stuff that he said he's going to do. I'd rather him do nothing but sit there.
He didn't say he's going to do anything
but
build a wall. He had no policies. He had no policies.
Yeah. Well, you know what?
He just made Hillary his scapegoat. That was it.
And you know what? You and I were discussing this before. You have to hand it to both of them because that is not, I mean, what they
not
both
easy.
Went
no.
through. I mean, it's grueling. It would be grueling
well,
for us. And
I tell
we're in,
you,
we're in good shape.
If it was Hillary and let's say, you know, somebody else, it wouldn't have been as grueling. It wouldn't have been as grueling
no.
because he made it as grueling because he's just that kind of stature person.
But you know
he's
something?
A loud
yeah.
mouth, pompous
yeah.
person that needs to be heard. It's like a baby that needs to be picked up.
But you know something? As I was watching that last night, it occurred to me, Bernie would have won.
Yeah.
Can you imagine him and Bernie? Bernie would have been all quirky.
Howard Stern had that on
chop.
This morning.
Yeah.
They had Hillary and they had, you know, he has impersonators.
Mm-hmm.
They had Trump and Bernie talking
mm-hmm.
it out, you know,
oh,
duking it
God.
Out. It was so funny.
Yeah. Oh, he would have been all over him. Oh,
so
just shout. You know, what talking
yeah.
about. Anyway,
yeah.
anyway. That, but he would have won. And that's, I'm sure, what everybody was thinking. He would have won.
Definitely.
It would not have been Trump. So, you know, all you Bernie supporters out there that stayed home. Or voted for him as a protest vote. You know, I just hope that every time something happens, it occurs to you that you let a wolf in the hen house. And, you know, that's it. And that's got to be, if you're a person of conscience, that's got to be enough to carry you for the next 4 years. And God help you if something horrible happens, because I wouldn't want to think that I had any part of it.
No.
So that's all I'm saying. And let's get back to the show.
Yes.
Cast of characters are...
Oh.
Ladies behind the mic are...
There's people here?
Lori Towers is me.
Woo! Yay!
Where's my sound effect, baby?
I thought we were going to go back to Zoom, so I cleared my screen.
Yeah.
You go if you got the audience.
Yeah, right. Elite Ziegelman is she. Yeah.
Da da da.
Bridal body shop.
The game winner.
Woo! Yeah. Sure are. Damn Skippy. That's
Skip
who we are. That's
Skip
who we are. Malou. Getting back to recovery, the recovery that we know about is, you know, it's funny because we do Fitness Friday for Topperson. And I always go over the piece that we put out for every Friday. We write it, and they edit it and do whatever they have to. So Elizabeth Paradise, who is in charge of media, the editing and everything that has to do with the, you know, media, she contacted me yesterday, and she with all the little edits that she did, and you know, she said, oh, by the way, did you run in the marathon, Lori? And I said, my philosophy on running is
don't.
I run after my wallet if somebody takes it, or I run out of a burning building if, you know, my life depends on it. That's really it. That's what I do. I don't believe in running. I don't like this. I don't like it in general. I see no value to it except that you get the runner's high.
Well, that's why people run.
In the case of a marathon, you certainly get that sense of accomplishment that I think that you could probably find it somewhere else.
And the pretty medal.
Yeah, you get that. But, you know, and it's there's something that I have to say that New York comes together, and it's like one big party, and, you know, you go through the boroughs, and you're met with such overwhelming support and love and applause.
Oh, yeah.
It's a nice thing.
Dinner.
Yeah,
Everybody meets each other.
Nice thing.
It's a nice thing.
It's you know what? I always say it's like a big party for the city. The
right.
City being on
brings
foot.
Brings in money for the city.
Stay on foot that day, because there's no way.
Watch Obama put this, like, somewhere else now.
Why?
Oh, no, not Obama.
Trump. No, Trump loves. No, he's,
yeah.
He's in New York. He'll keep it there.
He's a businessman. I'm telling you that he will make.
It's great for the
you know,
city.
Hopefully, he'll generate some money for us.
But I mean, why would you? It's a tradition for how many years?
Oh, I'm kidding.
It's
I
never
going
to go. But I mean, it's a wonderful thing to watch, and people always, even if they're just spectators, they always go away with such glowing, glowing memories of this. But we don't like running, so. That was our Fitness Friday. We gave giving you tips on what to do after. And I think in the video today that we put up was you ran, you conquered, you ache. And what people don't realize is you might feel this way, because I already had people calling up, but how long do you think it's going to last? Oh, it's going to last. It depends on what you do as far as recovery, as far as your aftercare, what your lifestyle was, how in shape you were. There are a lot of people that are out there that just figure, well, you know what, I'm going to train a little for the marathon, and that's not enough. It's not
enough. Some people, like you said, do it for accomplishments, and some people just do it, like, for a charity. You know, they just do it just to say, I did it, you know?
Like I said, if that's really what's makes you, you know, get you a little buzz, then God bless.
No,
like
I would walk it.
I would read to the blind. I mean,
yeah.
that's something that, I mean, you know, but then again, it's kind of a little ego-driven. You know, this is just like, it's kind of about me, and you know, it's really cool because you talk to your friends about it. Oh, you ran the marathon. It's kind of, it gives you a little cachet for the week, you know
sure.
what I'm saying? But there are a lot of things that you need to do. And so that's, we designed a little thing to help you get through this. And like we were saying, the marathon, running a marathon is not just taxing on the muscular and skeletal system. It really, really depletes the immune system, like you would not believe. And what people, you're running, you are basically pulling from any energy reserves
sure,
you have.
Of course.
Any nutritional banks you have,
mm-hmm.
you are pulling from that. So you're wearing yourself down. Now, no pun intended, you run your body down, okay? So now, after that, you find that a lot of people that come in after the marathon find they are more susceptible to colds, flus. And think about when you run the marathon, it's November.
Yeah, of course.
So it's going to happen.
That time of year.
So now you're thinking about, you're dealing with a compromised immune system, in addition to physical aches and pains and fatigues. So this is the time to make sure your intake of vitamin C boosts considerably.
Yeah.
So
and eating really top-notch.
Yeah, and try to get as many fruits and vegetables in your system for the next 3 to 14 days.
Mm-hmm.
See, people just think it's just the day after, and maybe a couple days. 3 to 14 days, people. This is what you have to do. Because
your body needs to repair.
Yeah, and you know what it takes?
It
takes a while. I mean, people think, okay, you know what, I'm going to make sure I have the proteins and I'm going to make sure I have the carbs. That's great for the soft tissues. That's great for the skeleton. That's you're taking care of that. But you have to look a little deeper. You have to make sure that you are constantly drinking water for that at least the week after. You're going to flush the toxins out of your system. Because don't forget, you're running with a lot of people. You're running it with a lot of people. And as you're running, your reserves of energy are breaking down. And it's not the weather that's going to do it. People always say, it's chilly, I'm going to get sick. No, you're not going to get sick from the weather.
No.
You'll
people.
Get sick from an airborne bacteria.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what you need to do. And, you know, a lot of people come in and they'll say, well, what should I do as far as, I mean, obviously I'm going to say one of the best things that you can do is get a massage before and after.
Right.
But you really have to be careful. And the person that you work with has to know there's a depth that should be used at a certain time and not. What I usually suggest if people come in for post-marathon work, unless we really know the person really well and how they recover, and okay, well, I know their muscle gets like that, but then it recoils. What you have to do is keep it really light. And I always say, keep it simple, stupid. Keep it light. It's
mm-hmm.
just strokes to just get rid of the excess swelling. Keep it light. Keep the circulation coming there, because really, you know, that's all you really need is the circulation there to feed the muscle. So if you're going to have a massage afterwards, I would keep it light, you know.
You know better than anybody else.
Yeah, but sometimes people say, oh, but you could go deeper than that. You know.
Yeah, but you don't want to
unless,
do that.
Your
muscle's strained already.
Unless you know the person, unless
right.
you know how they recover.
Right.
And this is what I tell the therapists, don't. You know, if they're saying, the one thing you always listen to, if you don't know the person, if they're saying you're going in too deep, then you snap back. Don't overthink what they're saying. But if they're telling you, go in deeper and you're not sure, you know what, you're better off playing it safe because
right.
you don't know how quickly they bruise.
Exactly.
And injure and, you know, compound the damage that's already done. So what are your tips, too? What tips do you have?
Me?
You, yeah.
I'm against running.
Yeah, I know.
You know? So I have no tips.
No
don't
tips
run.
At all?
That's it.
Well, you know what? This is basically what I always say, the two things that are probably the cheapest form of any
advice?
Type of recovery. but people always run out and get something expensive. You get ice.
Epsom salt.
And Epsom salts.
That's all.
And that's all you have to
that's
do.
That's all you need.
That is what, you know, and it's contrast bathing, because some people say, well, you know, the heat is better, right? Old school philosophy was, ice gets the immediate acute injury, and then after that it's heat. Now sports medicine doctors, for the past 20 years, it's ice all the time. Unless there's a specific reason that heat is indicated, ice does the job a lot better. It doesn't feel as good.
Right.
I'll be the first to say it, but the ice feels better. And Epsom salts, you soak in a tub of Epsom salts, and then you get out, and then put ice wherever you need it.
Yeah.
That's the best thing.
And
that's
if you're constipated, just drink the Epsom salt.
Yeah.
Afterwards.
Well, not the bath water. Oh. Not the bath water.
Well, you know.
But Epsom salt,
just in case.
Seriously.
Your own little.
People, ow. See, no, I don't even skeeve, and I'm skeeving that.
I'm kidding.
But
believe
people,
me.
People don't realize Epsom salts has been around for.
And it's so cheap. It's $1.59 for a little carton.
And you could use it when
for
I
over
people,
and over and over again.
I tell people my
that will
mother,
last you a year more if you use it.
Yeah, because when you put it in the bathtub, you only put like a.
Yeah, a little bit.
Well, depending on the size of the tub,
right.
2 tablespoons will do it. That's it. And a word of advice. When you use Epsom salts and you're taking a hot bath, especially in the summer, and people think I'm joking, do not drink wine, because those two things, wine has a dehydrative property to it, and the Epsom salt, that's basically what it's doing. It's drawing
right.
out liquid. You go to stand up, and you might fall down, and that's not a
you
place you want to fall. Yeah, that's it. You get lightheaded. So that's have an Epsom salt bath when you're not drinking wine. You can have your wine some other time with a nice little bubble bath. You could have that, but
yeah, bubble bath.
Yeah, but that's not it's not the time. Not the time to do that. But you know, and when people say, well, heat works better, after a while I get tired of saying, well, actually, you know, if you think it works better,
use it.
Do it. I'm not, you know,
reach his own.
But use the ice afterwards. That's what I usually say. So, and you know, there's also after a marathon, I mean, you are on such a high. Okay, just the run is high.
Mm-hmm.
But then you get the flurry of activity beforehand. Everybody's making a big deal. You're talking to all your friends. Oh, blah, blah, and everybody's, you have all your support system there, and they're, you have this high that you run on for quite a few hours, if not a couple of days. Then it stops. And a lot of people don't see that the
what do you do when it stops?
A lot of people become depressed, and they
really
think, yes. So that's
well, they have nothing to look forward to the next year.
That's exactly right. You know, because
but I'm sure some of them do run for regularly. You know,
it's different.
No, of course it's different. You're running for a purpose now. You're running to and a whole bunch of people. It's a totally different experience.
And you know, the adrenaline rush. Is high in itself, but you're forgetting the endorphins that are literally surging through your body.
Sure, yeah.
And plus the fanfare behind it, and you're part of it, and then all of a sudden it stops, and people find their moods dipping. And the ironic part is, this is a time of year where we lose the hour, the extra hour of daylight. So it's funny because it just like culminates. It's like all of a sudden. You know, now I'm not doing this, and a lot of people find that they get very depressed after the marathon, because that's it. You had a specific goal.
Well, I'm just glad it's over, so we can just cross the bridge when we want.
Oh, that's something.
I mean, that's another thing. I mean, that's another whole show. But I hate anything that paralyzes the city. You know, as much as it gives to the city, let's work together. Use to have the marathon, but let's use the bridge also. Not everything stops still.
See, but why don't they?
Same thing with construction. They stop and it paralyzes the city.
Okay, but construction has to happen. The marathon doesn't. So my thinking is, are both levels in use?
The whole bridge is closed.
But no, I know, but why?
Yeah, no, just the bottom level or the top level.
I don't even know. It's got
to
be the top. I'll tell you why, because all the photos that I've seen.
Right, it's the top. So the bottom has to be closed, too, because I don't see cars going back and forth. Well, it's definitely closed, because when I came back from driving you, it says closed. The whole Verrazano Bridge was 7 to 3.
See, that's
even the other side is closed.
You're talking, that's like an entire shift.
Exactly.
That's 8 hours.
You got people that'll lose money.
Yeah.
Okay, that work for the bridge and tunnel. And then you got people that need to be somewhere. And then they have to reroute their whole day, their whole trip, because of the marathon.
There's
got
to be a better way of doing this. For them to be
They've been doing it for years.
I know, but why both levels?
I don't know. Like I said, this is another show, so.
Who do we do? We should talk to somebody. If anybody's got any answers for that.
Bridge and tunnel, call us
347-857-1867. Let us know. I don't understand why that. Because, I mean, look, you don't want to stop an event that, A, brings in money. And it's a nice community thing.
I'm not stopping people's enjoyment.
How do we do it
it's other people that, you know, live here, too, that needs enjoyment, too, and they can't go out on a Sunday until after 3 o'clock. And it's never just 3 o'clock. it's like 3:15. It's on their time, you know?
I remember one time, what was it? I'm trying to think. It wasn't the New York, it wasn't the marathon. There was something else that I was trying to get.
Yeah, you wanted to come across.
Right. And
they didn't open it at 3. They opened it like at 3:15,
right.
3:20. I don't recall.
I don't think it was the marathon, though.
I don't recall what it was.
It was something, a bike, the bike.
Maybe it was a bike tour or something. That, too. They closed it up.
Because I remember it was warm. It was warm, so it couldn't have been the marathon.
It was around the Halloween time. Remember?
I remember it was a warm day.
Yeah, it was around Halloween time.
Yeah, that's
that
really the truth. Yeah, but look, again, you know, things have to get done, but there's got to be a creative way of doing it so that people don't resent it, because that's the whole thing.
Right.
You know, people
right.
start complaining and you lose the beauty of it.
Exactly.
So that's what we're saying. So, I mean, and another tip that we always give is when you're buying your footwear, never, ever, ever change your footwear. You get something new and I'm going to run, I'm going to break it in a month.
No. Make sure you run it in a while.
Wear what you were wearing. It's just, I mean, and people just could really go crazy with this, but the bottom line is, you know.
And sneakers are expensive, especially running shoes.
Yeah.
So make sure that they fit you nice and snug and they're nice and light on your feet.
You know.
And nice absorption, too.
You know, and there's nothing wrong with doing the research, really, really.
Well,
I mean,
I'm sure these runners do.
No, I mean,
I'm
a lot
sure
of people just, like, decide, that, you know, this is not for everybody to partake in. I mean, people really have to think, is this going to be good?
A lot of people do my bucket list. My bucket list is going to run the marathon this year. You know what I'm saying? They do it once, they don't do it again. That's it. Nished. It's over.
You know, it was never anything that I thought was, you know. It's so not joy-friendly. I mean, there are better ways.
I wouldn't choose
anything
sports-related.
You know what? I would do a bike-a-thon. That I would do.
That's easy.
That I would do.
That's easy.
And it's joint-friendly.
Yeah.
And I think it's a nice way. I think, you know, it's certainly not as taxing.
I see you zipping around the streets.
Can you see that?
Bye, suckers.
Uh-huh. Can you see that?
Big smile on your face.
And my goggles, me showing off.
Bye-bye. Waving to everybody.
Uh-huh. Letting everybody know that I just passed you two blocks
down. But anyway.
And you know something. Lou Paradise is probably going to be on the show in a couple of weeks.
Okay.
And we're going to be talking about, like, injuries. Because I was talking to him, we'd be talking about ski injuries and stuff like that. Because now we're going into.
I hope we do talk about that.
Ski season. Mm-hmm. Ski season, all that.
I'm just saying, I hope we stay on topic.
Well, anything can happen.
Yeah.
It's a mixed bag with the.
But anyway, what about Lou?
So no, that just wants to say he's going to be coming on. We'll be talking about that. And when you think about it, in 2 weeks is Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
Am I wrong?
Yeah.
Am I calculating?
2 weeks.
2 weeks is Thanksgiving. So yeah. So we'll be having obviously. I think Winter's going to be coming on and talking about Winter Gabriel, fitness correspondent. She'll be coming on.
What are we
going to
be talking about?
You know, this
Turkey.
It gets old.
How to watch your.
Well, this is it.
Portion.
Let's be serious. This is the time of year where, in come, those office parties. So,
office parties, dinner parties, you know, social gatherings. Yeah.
You know, and how to stay healthy and how to, you know, stick to your format.
Bring a little bag of almonds.
I think it could work.
Okay.
I think it could work.
All right, baby.
And
what else?
And you say no. We have new sponsors, and I want to talk about.
Let's talk about them.
Well, we have two new sponsors.
Let's go for it.
Okay. So let me give you. You know, I know you're not too into anything that's going on as far as things that go on in the heart of Manhattan.
But
there's a column
called
Whom You Know. That is actually, it is really cool. I mean, I was lucky enough to be in it a couple of times.
You've told me plenty of times about that column.
It represents the best of the best.
Mm-hmm.
Now, we're talking about film, music, theater, Broadway.
Who's hot at the time?
That's exactly right. And it's really, really, it's at least, I think it's about, the column. About 7 years old now, easily, and there's about 88,000 followers.
Wow!
On Twitter. So I mean, it's really, and PG Deegan, who is the CEO, Now, I think most of our listening audience won't remember this woman, but in articles I've read of people who describe P.G. Deegan kind of like a Hedda Hopper, who was like big, but Hedda Hopper was more about gossip, but she was kind of the woman about town,
mm-hmm.
and she knew everything. She was in all the nightclubs, but it got more mean-spirited, it got more personal. I remember Frank Sinatra had, in his book, he actually almost had a hit out on her because she could be really, really vicious. Not our Peachy. Peachy's not, but she brings you the excellence in all
and
of
what's hot now.
Yes. Yeah, so, I mean, definitely, it's certainly worth subscribing to. And their tag is, remember, it isn't who you know that counts. It's whom you know. So it's
so. Where do you find this tag, and what do you do
online,
with it?
Online, whom you know. I
oh,
mean, just
okay.
Google and Peachy Deegan will come
That's
up.
That's what we need.
There's
to know.
A Facebook page, and
okay.
it's yeah, it's whom you
Very
know,
cool.
and it's just the best of
the best,
and everything, and she supports everything that's made in America. She's very she's a patriotic Peachy.
There you go. What's
PP
what's wrong with that?
On the bath towels, you know, patriotic Peachy. And yeah, and that's it's a wonderful thing. So it's not remember it's not whom you know that counts. It's not who you know that
it's
counts.
Whom you know.
It's whom you know. So welcome them aboard as sponsors. Give them a big round of applause. Oh, we clap a lead. Just
yay! Who's our next sponsor?
Well, you know he was on last week.
Oh,
Chris Cipriano.
Woo!
Of Kangen Water. Kangen. You know, and it's funny because I was doing the research on them, and they have so many people supporting them. Half of Hollywood supports them, and it's just, you know, it makes perfect sense.
Sure, it's
that
good water.
You change your water, you change your life.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, the fact that if you do the research on it, so many diseases can thrive in an alkaline environment, and that's really what it is. You're purifying your water, and a lot of the water that sits on the shelves, a lot of the water that sits, comes out on tap is acidic. So think about that. We're 70% water. You're putting that in your system.
And we don't like that.
And you're creating a cesspool.
Of acid.
Of acid. So
I wonder if I always have heartburn.
Kangen Water. Like them on Facebook. And if you have any questions about it, it's Chris Cipriano. Like him on Facebook. He's kind of a public figure on Facebook. But, yeah, definitely worth looking into. Now, our regular sponsor roll call, we love them.
They love us. Bruises love them more.
Woo! Thank you. Thank you for remembering that, darling. I know you're probably getting sick. Topperson, we can't say enough. And you know what? This week, a lot of samples went out to our runners. Topperson is what you need to accelerate healing.
I believe in this product.
You don't need to cover pain. Pain is an indication something's wrong. You want to know, but you want to feel better, and you want your body to handle it naturally. Don't sabotage it. Topperson, www.topperson.com. Top 30 fit.
Get you a discount.
Get you a discount. I think BBS after that.
BBS?
Well, if you call and you say you heard about
yeah,
the Brian
they'll
Elijah,
give you the discount.
Yeah, they'll definitely do that. But they
say Elite
are,
sent you.
I don't know how you got that.
I don't know. I was just kidding.
But
it works.
It really does work.
Yeah.
I mean, I've seen it. I mean, so many people have seen it. I've not, maybe out of 1,000 people that have had it, I would say maybe 4 people said, didn't really do too much.
And those were mannequins.
But that's a good number.
Yeah,
that's
a very good
reasonable.
Number.
So Topperson. It's in every store you could think of. I used to rattle off the names. No, it's not necessary now.
Because it's everywhere.
It's everywhere. And
whoop, 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 whoop.
You know what magazine we love?
Muscle Sport
Magazine.
Ooh.
And free year. Free year of delivery. And it's $32 a year. That's
cheap.
How much is that a magazine, Louie? Did you do
$32, or is it 12?
It's probably $2.50.
Is it every month or bi-monthly?
It's every month.
So it's 12. What is it, $2 almost?
Two,
it's $2.50.
That's crazy.
No, it's a little more.
That's $2.75. But what
less than $3.
Think about it. How much is Flex now? $7.95.
Yeah, imagine that.
Right?
It could be $10.
I think it's more.
No,
I know
it's about $10.
Yeah. Well, I remember back in the day, I remember it being $4.95.
And it's all advertisements.
So, see, this is why we like this magazine, because
right.
you get the facts, people, facts. It is all meat, no filler. Muscle Sport Mag, go to their website. And like I said, this month it's free delivery. You can't go wrong. You cannot go wrong with that. So Muscle Sport. I don't think they give a discount, but they don't have to give a discount.
Just, it's discounted already.
That's what I'm saying. I'm just thinking of something nice to do for our people. But that's enough. That's enough. I think they do enough. That's enough of a discount. And if you're in New York and you're thinking about a wedding, November 14th, the Wedding Salon. Oh. Metropolitan Pavilion. Nobody does a wedding like them. I'm serious. If you go in there, even if you're not married, it's just a nice event.
That's the day of the supermoon.
The 14th,
so,
is it?
Yes. So if
that
you go
might,
out,
yes.
make sure
yes.
you look at that moon.
And it's from 4 to 8.
As you enjoy.
When you leave the Wedding Salon, what I want you to do, if you're there enjoying,
mention
walking
our name.
Around, you know, tell Tatiana, Lori, and Elite said hi. She'll know. She'll give you a wink. She might act like she doesn't know, but she knows. She knows. When you walk outside, look at that supermoon and thank God that you're alive.
Yeah.
That's a beautiful thing. It's so worth it. It's going to be a nice night. Enjoy. Walk outside. It ends at 8 o'clock. The supermoon will be
gets
so
darker out
clear.
Earlier now, so you can see it early on.
So the Wedding Salon. And if you go to their website, we have some fitness tips on there. So just go to their wedding, the Wedding Salon. And if you go to our Facebook page and you press on the link, they will give you a discount. We have everything for that event on our page, and it's BBS something. And they will give you a discount on tickets when you go. And the tickets are cheap anyway, but still, why not? Buy yourself an extra cup of coffee. It makes sense. And I think that's it.
You got it.
I think that's it. I think that's our show for today.
We
bellyached.
Informative.
We recovered.
We gave you everything.
We allowed for recovery psychologically and physically. And you know what? This is a new day in America, and it's up to us. It's not.
I just
want to
go back real quick. And that's it.
Mm.
But they treated today for people that really weren't into Trump like a 9/11.
Mm.
They felt as bad as just as 9/11 that day.
Yeah,
that's just a little crazy, but a lot of people are really down and out about
well,
it.
Well, it's you know when you think about
sad
the
day.
People that just look at this on a superficial level, but when you think about the many layers that this could go wrong.
Yeah.
It's scary.
Yeah.
So, you know what? It's not up to one person. It's up to all of us.
It's all of us.
So, let's just...
United we stand!
But it's true. And
yep.
And this is the best way we could show our patriotism in protest.
That's it.
And that is what we have to do. Peacefully,
civilly. Exactly.
Letter writing, whatever you have to do, make your voice heard. And that's how we help these people help us. So, in saying that, go out. Make it a good day. Be productive. Be the change you want to see in the world. That's the main thing. And we hope that you see fit to make exercise a part of your life. Take us home, Elite.
You got it.